And we have on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan, and how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank God.
That's good. So today we're going to discuss Lag Ba'Omer, not Shavuot, Lag Ba'Omer.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny, because yesterday we just celebrated and finished Pesach Sheni.
Yeah.
The second Pesach, so, you know, where people have a lot accustomed to eat a little piece of matzah again and so on. And it's interesting the reason why we have Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach. You know, people are done enough with one Pesach. Now we have to have two Pesachs. But people don't realize that when we have the second Pesach, it's a second opportunity. It's a second chance. We don't have to clean the house again. We don't have to, you know, eat all the things only for Pesach. God is giving us the second opportunity to be able to see things in life. But you never give up. There's always a second chance. And the reason why this was given to us is because certain Jews that were living far away from Jerusalem at that time were not able to bring up the sacrifice, the Paschal sacrifice, so God gave them an extra month to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's like all the holidays that are celebrated twice here in the diaspora.
That's right. That is correct. So now, when is Lag Ba'Omer? Lag Ba'Omer is every year the 33rd day of the Omer, of the counting of the Omer, which this year it falls out on Sunday, April 28th. Now, what happened on Lag Ba'Omer, and why is it such a joyous day? On Lag Ba'Omer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was a great sage, passed away. And who was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? He is known as the Rashbi. He lived in the 2nd century CE. And he was the first to publicly teach the mystical dimension of the Torah, known as the Kabbalah. And he is the author of the basic work of the Kabbalah and the Zohar. And really, the most significant revelation came about on the day of his passing, when he spent many hours expounding on the most intimate secrets of the divine wisdom. And on the day of his passing, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai instructed his disciples to mark the day, this day, in other words, the day of his passing, as the day of my joy. And the Hasidic masters explained that the final day of a righteous person's earthly life marks the point at which all his deeds, teachings, and works achieve their culminating perfection, and they can have an impact in our lives. So each Lag Ba'Omer, we celebrate Rabbi Shimon's life and the revelation of the esoteric soul of the Torah. As well as in between the times of Pesach, Passover, and Shavuot, a plague raged among the disciples of the great sage of Rabbi Akiva, and the 24,000 students died because they did not act respectfully towards each other. And on Lag Ba'Omer, the dying feast, thus is commemorated as well as a joyous day. Now, it's interesting because the question is always asked is, are we supposed to have celebrations on the anniversary of someone's passing? You know, it's a time that we should be able to think into the person's life, you know, think about how we can do certain things to be able to bring the person's life, you know, alive. And now we're celebrating. So it's brought down that Lag Ba'Omer marks the passing of the great sage, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, on this day of his passing, as we said, Rabbi Shimon instructed his disciples to mark the day as the day of my joy. Now, on a regular Yahrzeit day of passing, the Jewish law marked the anniversary of someone's passing. We know that as a Yahrzeit, as a day of introspection, as a day of seriousness, when a relative, for example, of the deceased, refrained from joining in a wedding. Some have accustomed to fast. So it is a time to be inspired to return to God, to take a look at one's deeds, and to make changes in one's life. The Kabbalistic swain that the day of a person's passing is a time when the soul is once again judged, and his or her merits are calculated, and the soul is then elevated to a more spiritual level in heaven. Therefore, it has become accustomed to a good deed and learned Jewish text in merit and bringing spiritual pleasure to the deceased person's soul. However, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Rashbi, did specifically ask his followers to be joyous on his yahrzeit. And the rule is that when one asks that the solemn part of the yahrzeit be abandoned, we listen to the request. We listen to the request of the person that died. Therefore, it is permitted to be joyous and celebrate on this day. To Rabbi Shimon asked that this day be remembered as a joyous day to mark the elevation of his soul to higher spiritual level. Now, there's a lot of customs that people have on Lag BaOmer that we do. Namely, bonfires, bows and arrows, we eat carob, there's no mourning, there's parades. So let's just try and go through very, very quickly what the reasons why we do all of these customs, which is accepted worldwide. And obviously remembering that one of the biggest parties on Lag BaOmer is by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, by his graveside in Meron.
Yeah, up north.
Up north in Israel. And hundreds of thousands of people come and congregate on there, and there's barbecues, and there's pits, they're roasting meat, and there's music, and there's dancing. If someone has never ever gone and had the opportunity, it's amazing.
And I think there is another costume to give the first haircut to boys in Lag BaOmer, in Har Meron.
Yeah, if someone's the 3-year-old child, normally.
Yeah, they
do that as well. Absolutely correct. You know, I actually just saw someone was advertising that, you know, you to go from Jerusalem to Meron, you know, it can take 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, going from the bottom of the hill of Meron all the way to the top can take, you can't even get there. It's so jam-packed. So someone is offering, obviously for a nice price, you can get a helicopter ride.
Okay.
From Jerusalem straight to the top of where his grave is. You be there for a couple of hours, and you come right back. So you don't have to deal with all the traffic and everything.
But to go with style.
That's right. Anyway, one of the reasons why we have the tradition of having bonfires is because this commemorates the immense light that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai introduced into the world via his mystical teaching. Obviously, the Kabbalah, which was the inner dimension of the Torah, which brings out the fire and the intense light of Judaism. We have the bows and arrows that children customarily go into the field and play with, not real, but imitation bows and arrows, which just commemorates the fact that in the days of Rabbi Akiva, the Romans forbid the study of the Torah. And Jewish children would go out into the fields and study the Torah secretly, hiding their books and pretending to play with bows and arrows when the Roman soldiers would pass by. There is also the idea that, you know, in order to use a bow and arrow effectively, the shooter must first pull the bow towards himself. And once the bow is pulled as far back as possible, then the bow can be released and the target can be, accurately hit.
Yeah.
Deeply into our own soul, realizing the amazing potential that we possess, only then can we influence others. We must first improve inside. Only when we do that can we then move forward and then change other people's lives. And we have the customary to eat carob on Lag BaOmer to commemorate a life-saving miracle that Rabbi Shimon experienced. You know, for a period of 13 years, Rabbi Shimon and his son hid from the Romans in a cave in northern Israel. And miraculously, how were they going to survive? A carob tree grew at the entrance of the cave, as well as there was a wellspring, providing nourishment for the two people in the cave.
Yeah.
And one more thing, there's all over the world, there are parades. You know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe encouraged the practice of arranging children parades in Lag BaOmer in celebration of Jewish unity, this shows also how grateful we are to be able to live so freely and proudly as Jews in our country, not so obviously during the time of Rabbi Akiva, when the Torah learning was forbidden and he had to hide during that period of time. So Lag BaOmer is a beautiful holiday that is a lot of fun for the kids, and it's something that, you know, will stay in our history forever as the fact that this was the first in the time that was started to reveal the inner parts and the mystical parts of the Torah.
So how are we going to celebrate it in our community?
Well, we have the community is invited to a big barbecue and at the Shah HaShemayim synagogue on Sunday. I believe it's at 5 o'clock. There, you know, there's going to be a lot of food and singing and so on and so forth to celebrate the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And it's really, really nice event. You know, there's a lot of people that come out. So it's obviously it's open up to the whole community to come and enjoy.
That's great. Rabbi, I wanted to thank you.
Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom. You should have a good and healthy week. And we'll talk next week, God willing.
Shabbat Shalom to you too.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.